It is 5:45, and it is about 5 hours and 45 minutes into this 11th month of the year. That, of course, the month of November, the month of gratitude. And that means it's no longer what some people think is the best month of the year, October. So, Jason Cantz, hopefully you're not too sad. October's over.
No, but we are in the month after the best month of the year, so that's okay, I guess.
Or 5 months after the best month of the year, depending on your perspective.
Sure.
So,
depending, yeah. I suppose.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, anyhow, we can't agree on everything, I guess.
That's true.
What fun would that
be? Even raisins. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I had some raisins yesterday, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, we have different opinions on things, right? Yeah, I mean, that's
we do.
True.
But there's a lot we agree on. There's a lot we see
indeed.
Eye to eye on.
Yes.
All right. We are going to get to, we're working our way through. And I was kind of thinking yesterday, yes, I do plan ahead sometimes, that as we work our way through Romans 8, I think, you know, and again, we'll do it in different chunks. I mean, just looking ahead, wow, Romans, when we get to Romans 8, 31 through 34 is all together. So, wow, that's a lot. So we're going to, but we need to be thinking like what kind of passage from the Bible and letters to the beloved for Christmas. So be putting on your thinking cap about that, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Because this will kind of work us into November here for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But probably, I don't know. You know, we'll start, it'll be about mid-November or so. So we'll see. Today we've got
sounds great.
Romans 8, 12 through 14. But Jason Gray caught my attention. He's in Italy and he's at the Vatican. And let's see. I read a post of his. Come on, Jason. Don't let me down here. That really was intriguing. And he got into... Here it is, I think. Yeah. Okay. So my mind had been on relationships and just... And even your Ludio, which is about love, up, down, in, out, the word you created, is also just the idea of relationship up, down, in, out, too, right? And ultimately loving relationship up, down, in, out, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of the idea?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, it's all about relationship.
Yeah. So, Jason Gray, I don't want to read the whole thing, but he's got this post about being at St. Peter's Basilica and the beauty and all that. And he says this. He says, I was reminded of another conversation I've been having with myself about Sunday morning. So there's a whole idea right there. But he says, for me as a churchgoer, I don't want a big production with an ace worship band and slick transitions when I go to church. I prefer the worship band not be very good and for there to be kind of homey awkwardness to the whole service. All of that feels to me like the sacred kind of humanness and humility that God shows up in. Then he says, however, those feelings live in tension with my conviction that God is worthy of our best and that we honor Christ when we pursue excellence as though we're doing it all for him. And then he closes and says, if I were leading a church, I'd work hard to make the service excellent, so I'm complicated. I mean, there's a lot there, isn't there? There's a lot there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there sure is a lot there. That, and I have felt both of those desires, I think, as well. You know, I talk a lot about beauty. You know, I think, like, I was really sad when the Notre Dame Cathedral burned, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it was a beautiful testament to the glory of God. And yet there is something, I want to see the humanity and the bumps and the hiccups along the way. And so I think Jason is exactly right. I mean, it is complicated. And that's a good way to put it, I guess.
Yeah. And just the whole idea, whether it's the church end of that, I understand what he's saying there, and yet saying if he were in charge, he would really be a part of pursuing something that betrays what he says he really, you know, says.
Right,
and it just speaks to not just church services, but just how complicated we all are, so multifaceted, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I think we are indeed all multifaceted.
Yeah. All right, Romans 8. Check out Jason Gray. Follow him on Facebook. He's a great follow. I'll play a tune from him coming up here. But Romans 8, 12 through 14 today, I believe.
Yeah, it says, therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if, through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit are of God. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God.
All right, so from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on those three verses, he takes it this way. You owe nothing to your flesh. You are no longer its slave and do not have to do its bidding. Living controlled by your flesh is darkness and death. But if you seek to live by my spirit, strive to kill evil passions daily. You are my beloved child, and by my spirit, I lead and guide you as you journey through life. Let me just compliment you. I like, as I read those words, you are no longer, you owe nothing to your flesh. You are no longer its slave and do not have to do it. I mean, that idea of living controlled by your flesh is darkness and death. I mean, I feel like I'm in a cave reading that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, well, when I'm in those places, I feel like I'm in a cave.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think the challenge in writing about something like this is to not, because I think there have been movements that have said the body is bad, right? Uh-huh. I mean, anything uh-huh. that is bodily is bad. And I don't think that's what Paul is getting at. I really think it's this, when we are living dictated by our passions, as opposed to understanding, right, the spirit of love, the spirit of self-control, that can have a really negative impact on us.
Yeah, very good. Thank you so much. We'll do it again tomorrow. You never know what we're going to talk about, do you?
Right, absolutely. That's true.
So there is a WIB listener by the name of Cody. And Cody indicates, he says, good morning. I've regained the ability and privilege to listen to WWIB while working. He used to be able to, then for a while he wasn't. Now he can. So he says, could you please play Happy Dance from Mercy Me to celebrate?
Hey.
You bet, man. You bet. It is Scented Candle Day, among other things, and so we're asking you on the listener line this morning at 396-1670, what's your favorite scented candle? Vicky in Eau Claire says pumpkin spice. Also, Mike in La Crosse chiming in with cinnamon. I think it's also Cinnamon Day, so there you go. And Cliff and Spooner says his wife, Shelly, recently purchased a maple syrup-scented candle that's really nice. That one hooked me. That one hooked me. I'm like, I love maple syrup. I would love to get me a maple syrup-scented candle. Well, it is November. We kind of wonder what happened to October, but it's behind us now. And, well, earlier, between the weather and the markets, we highlighted some of the special events today. But what about for the month of November, Caleb?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on, including November is Movember.
Which is what? Now, this is like with mustaches, or is that a different thing?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. All right, it's Movember. So
I don't know. It just says Movember.
Yeah, very
good. It's something... Yeah, something about growing... Oh, yes. Men's health issues such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, etc.
And
growing a mustache. Okay,
gotcha.
There we go. Thank you, Google.
I'm not taking part. I support you, but I'm not taking part. American Diabetes Awareness Month.
November is also Aviation Month.
Which is cool. But now, it's just kind of curious to me. Wasn't the Wright Brothers... Was that a November thing? I'm putting all these questions on you.
And I'm looking at him, I'm like, you have Google too, bro.
That would be my guess. That would be my guess, but okay. Otherwise, it was in my head as October. All right.
December 17th, 1903.
There you go.
So your guess is as
good
as mine,
friend. Yeah. So kind of curious why. We'll have to dig into that. It is National Adoption Month.
That is wonderful.
Huge personal and a fun, a favorite story of mine that we'll have to share at some point.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
It's National Georgia Pecan Month.
It's National Novel Writing Month. If you say, I have that great idea for a novel, start now. Start now.
There you go. It's Vegan Month.
It is National, not Fondue Month, National Fun with Fondue Month. How is fondue anything other than fun?
There you go. Yeah, and it doesn't have to, I mean, it can be chocolate or whatever. It's National Peanut Butter Lovers Month. I love it.
Yes, it's also National Pepper Month. Mm-hmm. I assume, like, the spice, not necessarily, like, green, orange, and yellow peppers, but, like, cracked pepper, black pepper, maybe?
Liberian-American friend James, who helps us ship things. We were with him in Delano, Minnesota the other night. He brought a pepper sauce for the dinner. I didn't try it. I was scared off. My wife said it was the hottest she'd ever had. So,
sounds good, though.
It is National Stuffing Month.
And also, it is National Raisin Bread Month because inhale all those carbs and you can just hide it with sweaters.
I love raisin bread. Big fan.
So good. Cinnamon raisin bread is fantastic.
I like to get it a lot of times at Randy's with whatever I'm getting. Saturday morning breakfast. All right. Asking also, it's Scented Candle Day. And so asking you on the Wib Wake Up Show listener line or the Facebook group, what is your favorite scented candle? And so Cliff had said his wife Shelly likes to get the maple syrup. I hadn't heard about a maple syrup candle. And so he had said the chestnuts and brown sugar candle he gave her is pretty sweet too. He says, by the way, the maple syrup, it literally smells like maple syrup in the house when that candle is lit. I cannot wait to get one. I've never bought a scented candle for myself, so.
I don't think I ever have either. A few responses in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. Again, we're not on the page. We're on the group now, so you can interact with the show on the Scented Candle Day. Which one is your favorite? Jason says Yankee Macintosh.
Uh-huh.
Kaya says apple and spice. And I'm not sure if Michael's being facetious or not.
He's being facetious.
But he says favorite scented candle is Locker Room Memories.
No, thank you, Mike. No, thank you.
Oh, goodness. It is Tuesday trivia here on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Thank you for joining us as we begin a new month in November. But still on Tuesdays, we give you prizes if you can call 715-723-2555 and answer our question. This morning's question, before we get to that, though, The prize, Mark. I Am They, their album Trial and Triumph.
Nice.
Fantastic. And we're going to go a twofer on the CDs. We also have Hope Darst, Peace Be Still. So you'll get both of these CDs if you can correctly answer our question at 715-723-2555. That query is, the average American eats 20 pounds of this annually. The average American eats 20 pounds of this every single year. What could it be?
All right, 723-2555. We've got phone two ready to take your call, 723-2555. What's the answer? So is this Thanksgiving related?
I don't know if I would say that it is. The average American eats 20 pounds of this a year, 715-723-2555. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat 20 pounds of this food every year. What is it? 715 1-800-723-2555 for not one, but two CDs, one by I Am They, one by Hope Darst.
Just because we're starting November off air, I guess turkey, that is not the answer.
Yes, yes. So, and that's the Thanksgiving question. Yeah. But no, not turkey. I don't know, 20 pounds of turkey a year? I mean, because some people might have a 20-pound right. turkey for Thanksgiving, but
right.
I'm not going to eat all that.
No. We got a caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
Is it potatoes?
Is it potatoes? Good guess. Not potatoes. Call us back. Try again. 715-723-2555.
723-2555. Keep those calls coming. That allows the contest to continue to flow here on the Whip Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your guess?
Is it cheese?
Is it cheese? It is not cheese, but a good Wisconsin-y guess there. The average American eats 20 pounds of this a year. It is not potatoes, nor is it cheese, but cheese is great on potatoes.
Good morning. WWIB, what's your guess?
Is it hamburger?
Is it hamburger? It is not hamburger. But now I'm thinking of baked potato bar and how delicious it would be to have some nice hamburger or taco meat with cheese and broccoli and sour cream and salsa on top of a potato.
Good idea. 723-2555. Keep those guesses coming. What is it not so far?
It is not potatoes, it is not cheese, it is not hamburger, and also you added off the air too, it's not turkey. So the average American eats 20 pounds of this annually, 20 pounds of this every year if you're average, you will consume. What food is it?
Hi, you're on the radio, WWIB. Go again, guess again.
Is it...
No, I didn't. Whatever first guess you had was not on the air. So whatever, go ahead and guess.
Yeah, we just didn't hear your first guess. So go ahead.
Okay, tomatoes.
Tomatoes. It is not tomatoes, but thank you and please call back. Try again.
I made that tough on her.
It's not potatoes, tomatoes, cheese, hamburger, or turkey.
It's kind of fun to hear you say potatoes and tomatoes back to back.
I know, hi. I did that on purpose.
Hello.
Would it be candy?
Would it be candy? Just in general, we'll knock a lot of categories out there with that. Is not candy. 715-723-2555. Trying to give away two CDs, one from I Am They, one from Hope Darst.
Got a Crowder song requested after this. Good morning.
Is it bread?
Is it bread? Because we love our carbs. It is not bread. It is not bread. The average American eats 20 pounds of this a year. Not potatoes, not tomatoes, not candy, not cheese, not hamburger, not turkey, not bread.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would it be pasta?
Would it be pasta?
Good job. Who are we talking to?
It would be indeed.
This is Mike from Rice Lake. How are you guys doing?
Good, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Now, Mike, you already got one trivia right. This is just a bonus question. If Americans on average eat 20 pounds of pasta every year, how many pounds of pasta do Italians eat?
35.
I was going to say like 100.
60.
Okay.
60. That's a little bonus trivia. So Italians eat three times as much pasta as we do. Everybody loves the carbs,
yeah.
I guess.
There you go.
Great job, Mike from Rice Lake. We're going to hook you up with some free music. How about that?
Have a good day.
On this Scented Candle Day, 1st of November, asking you your favorite scented candle. Cody says for a long time it was vanilla. Kaya says apple and spice. Janine, throwing me a curveball, says warm woolen mittens. She hasn't found that scented candle in years, and she wishes they'd bring it back.
We welcome in here on the Whip Wake Up Show our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. It has been a very full summer and fall, Ronnie, and we're glad that you have some time to stop in today.
I'm glad to be here. First day off.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Now, we have a taste test to do here, and again, the Avenue Orchard store, you're now into your winter hours, so you don't close during the winter. You're into your winter hours, so Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., folks can still stop by the store, and they can always order online as well.
You bet. Yeah, we're... open and ready to go. We still got plenty of apples. Of course, our world-famous cider. Do I dare say that?
I think it's getting to that point, for sure.
Oh, it certainly seems to be. So, and we're glad of that. And, of course, all of our Creation Kitchen goodies, especially the chocolate chip cookies, can't keep them on the shelf.
What do you got us tasting this morning?
Well, thanks to Chippewa Valley Bean, they said... you got to go Wisconsin. And what screams Wisconsin other in the fall is cranberries and horseradish.
Uh-huh.
So we have a cranberry horseradish jam.
This is one of the most original. I mean, you guys have come up with the most inventive pairings I've ever heard of when it comes to jams and jellies, and everyone has been good. This is the first one that I thought, wow, I would never have thought of really those being paired together. But cranberry and horseradish, and Michelle from Mid Mornings has been so kind as to actually put some on toast for us. So let me pass this across to Halvo so he can get one.
Yep. Okay. Very good. Thank you. All right. Yes.
And Ronnie and I will grab one on this side as well, too.
Let me agree. You know about the horseradish and the popularity, the cranberries, but blending these in a jam? I mean, you introduced me to the whole idea of the spicy, the habanero jam, and that's been a huge hit.
And here's the thing, Halvo. I think Ronnie said he has not tasted this yet either, right?
Okay.
Right. That's right.
So we're all tasting it together.
I tasted the first batch. It wasn't quite enough horseradish. So let's
hope this is going to be really
good. Something I've never said before. We need more horseradish in this jam. All right, on three. One, two, three. Here we go.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That's different. That is distinct.
I get the sweetness, and then I get the horseradish, but it's not like an overpowering horseradish.
Right. Mm.
Wow. Great combination of flavors.
Yeah, I'm really noting the cranberry.
Then the cranberry comes through as well, too, because I get the sweet first. Excuse me for talking with my mouth full, but I get the sweet first, and then the horseradish, but again, it's horseradish, and then the notes of cranberry come through. I feel like a foodie.
Are you cutting edge with? I mean, does anybody else do horseradish in their jam?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Not that I know of.
You guys just are very inventive in your thinking.
Okay, being totally blunt and honest, I thought I was going to have to fake liking that. I didn't think I would like it. Because I'm not.
Oh, don't ever fake liking something.
I thought, you know. But it is. No, that is really delicious. Uh-huh. Very, very sweet. And then
people got to try it.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge cranberry fan myself, but this, I could eat this.
Yeah. See, I like cranberries, but normally, like, I don't, horseradish, like, it cleans out my sinuses, but I don't necessarily have a ton of horseradish on things. But together, again, with the overall sweetness of the jam, it totally works. It totally works.
I liked it so much. I'm spying the plate
to
see if there's
another.
Yeah, you want
the last piece? Yes.
Here you go.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're not kidding. I've got it in my hand.
That's fantastic. And now kind of switching gears a little bit here, Ronnie, we wanted to make sure that we brought up Apple Valley Home as well. So if folks have been to your orchard before, they've seen that beautiful colonial-looking home that was formerly a bed and breakfast, and you turned that into a group home. Correct. And tell us a little bit about that and how there is actually an opening right now.
Actually, our whole thing came about because of Shelley, because Shelley wanted... She was working in a group home down in Milwaukee where we were, and coming back home to the Eau Claire area, she spied the house. She wanted it for her group home. So we have a licensed adult family home that has four beds. We're able to provide cares for four adults not related to us. And right now we have three developmentally disabled ladies at our house, and our fourth room just opened up. Unfortunately, we had to say goodbye to a gentleman who had been with us for 13 years and had to send him off to a memory care where they could provide better cares than we could. So we now have an opening, an immediate opening, for an individual with developmentally disabled problems Anyway, I guess that's about it. We've got an opening, and we'd love to provide cares for your loved one.
Yeah, and I know so many times, too, we've talked about this in the past, too, especially for parents of those with developmental challenges. They feel probably sometimes the guilt of, I feel like I should be able to care for my child. And sometimes, too, it's just... not possible. And for them to be able to say, I know my child will be absolutely loved and cared for, like you just mentioned, the resident who was just there for 13 years. I mean, this is long-term loving family care.
You bet. And you know, my wife and daughter do an excellent, excellent job providing the cares. And you know, we like taking the folks out. Oh my goodness. One of our residents has been with the family to Disneyland twice.
Yeah.
We've gone to Packer games. We go down to Wisconsin Dells occasionally during the year. So we do a lot of outings with them also. So it's a great place with the animals there on the farm and stuff like that. The gals that we have are just, they're wonderful. They love helping take care of the animals, feeding them, watering them, and all the little things that they love doing around the place. So definitely, because of the orchard setting and the farm setting, it's a terrific place to be.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in, Ronnie. I know we kind of switched gears from what we normally do, but wanted to make sure that folks knew about that as well.
Thank you.
All right, Ronnie Appleseed from Avenue Orchard here, WWIB. Again, those new hours one more time, Ronnie.
2 to 6 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Gotcha. Very good. Appreciate that here. And I thank you for the second piece, Caleb. You deferred to me with the cranberry and the horseradish jam. Outstanding.
It's so good.
And I went and got my coffee with it. And so excellent. Make sure you try that, everybody. Well, Caleb, earlier this morning we were commemorating the various things or noting the things being commemorated during November, which kicks off today, Tuesday, November 1st. And among other things, National Adoption Month, or other times termed as Adoption Awareness Month.
Yes.
And so, I don't know, the story that jumps to mind for me is, I mean, Peggy and I had three kids. We had, she was pregnant with our fourth, who turned out to be Elena, born June 11th, 2005. But it was that winter of 04, 05, and a Sunday morning at church, and she felt like, maybe a life-changing morning, certainly as I look back, because she felt like God had spoke to her that your son is in Africa.
Mm.
And so, not just, you know, in every ordinary, everyday occurrence. So she goes out into the lobby and she has some folks pray with her. We carry on with the pregnancy. She gives birth. She was ready to adopt, you know. I'm like, I need some time. I mean, Elena's our fourth child, you know, four kids like five and under. And so I needed, as it turned out, 17 months because it was November of 06, a Sunday morning, Focus on the Family weekend. Yes, just happens to be one of those 20 shows you help keep on the air with your support to WIB Incorporated.
Yeah.
My favorite artist, Stephen Curtis Chapman, happened to be on because he and his wife, Mary Beth, had adopted not one, not two, but three little girls from China.
Yeah.
And he quoted John Piper as saying adoption is the living gospel. And I don't know, it just captured me. And I went to my, as I recall it, it's been a lot of years now, but as I recall it, pretty much before the day was over, I'm like, yeah, so I'm ready to start looking into adoption. And, I mean, little did I know the journey we'd go on, right? I mean, from then, it was another couple years till we saw Michael's picture. And then we both agreed on a Saturday, December 12th, like, that is the boy we're supposed to adopt.
Mm.
And almost 11 years to the day. I mean, they actually, Peggy and Michael, after Peggy spent 40 days in Liberia, 11 years after that, right, 08 to 2019, they're in Chicago, Minneapolis. They make it back here 11 years. And he's almost 18 years old, a week from today, a junior at Eau Claire North. And so you never know. I mean, you know what the Spirit's going to do. So.
Well, in that process, too, I mean, it wasn't something instantaneous, too,
right.
Where it's like, well,
right.
this is what we're called to do.
Yeah.
And you know, all the offshoots of that with Teamwork Africa, mm-hmm. and so many other things, too. But, man, it's not necessarily, I mean, why do they talk about the narrow road, too? Following God's calling on your life doesn't mean that it's going to be an easy life filled with roses, right. And petunias, right?
So. For sure. A couple of things. When you, the Jason Gray, so I love it. When I say yes, and Peggy said yes, we've said yes, but wow. And you and I have also talked about rides, like the really scary rides. Like, how about the ride that God takes us on, right?
Yeah.
It's quite a journey.
Yeah.
So if people would indulge me, one more Stephen Curtis Chapman song this half hour, marking Adoption Month. And we got to pick a day. Sometime you and I will do it here. We'll agree on it, where we would invite people to be sharing about, you know, if they've adopted.
Yeah.
So we'll pick
I'd
out
love
a
to
day
hear those stories.
Sometime and do that for sure.